Good morning once again. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the second epistle to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 2. And we're going to be focusing on four words in that text. Be ready in season. To put it in its context, we'll begin reading in the first verse. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Now we have witnessed in our day the dilution of the whole counsel of God by many. Such doctrines as the judgment of Christ, the second coming, the kingdom of Christ, heaven and hell, repentance from dead works, and the inspired word of God are being rejected in many places, and sadly, even in many pulpits. Folks have flocked to teachers who will tell them what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. The Apostle Paul is here giving divinely inspired advice to young Pastor Timothy. While the teachers among us must take special heed to this advice, this passage applies to every single blood-bought Christian, and also to those who may recognize themselves in the days in the passage at hand. In the sermon proper this morning, we are going to stay right with the text as it comes to us. First, be ready. Second, in season. Be ready. To be ready is a call to spiritual preparedness. Be ready. One cannot be spiritually prepared until he or she has accepted God's terms of spiritual readiness. God's terms of spiritual preparation. And I'm going to break this down to brass tacks, lest there be any confusion. God's message is simple. You might say that it is elementary. Some have pointed to the ABCs of salvation. You may have heard this. Admit, believe, confess. Admit that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. You can do this before God humbly and without shame. We're all in the same boat, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Having admitted before God of your sinful condition, you might as well admit it. He already knows anyway. Then believe, trusting in the work and the promises of Jesus Christ, who said, speaking of himself, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Having done the admitting, setting your pride aside, and having done the believing, there's one thing left to do. Confess your belief that in dying for you and in rising again, this Jesus has become your Lord, your God, your Savior. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Be ready. Make sure that you are spiritually prepared and ready for battle. Admit, believe, confess. Be ready for God's coming. For truly, He is coming, yet of that day and hour, no one knows. Be ready, for life is fleeting, and death shall come upon you in an instant, at which time your spirit will either go to be with God or to go into the place of torment, separated from God forever and ever. Now, more to the context of our text is this word in Peter. But sanctify, in other words, set apart for a holy purpose, the Lord God in your hearts. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. If you've learned your ABCs, and you are now a child of God, and you're living like it, opportunities for testimony will come. To be sure, we're called to go, we're called to seek them out. But they'll also come to you. People will start asking you questions. Be ready to explain what peace with God looks like. Be ready to be able to defend the basics of the faith, the substitution of Jesus Christ in our place on the cross, the atonement, the resurrection and its significance and its meaning, and yes, why it was that God had to send His Savior into the world 2,000 years ago. Be ready. Know the gospel. Know Bible doctrine. Know God's word. This you must do if you wish to effectively be ready to communicate it. There is no substitute for time spent in the book, time spent in prayer, and time spent in Bible study.
Amen.
Christianity and Christian evangelism in particular is not a pursuit for the lazy, but for the diligent. If you have been able to find time to read the newspaper, to read magazines, even to read your devotional. Now that's good, your Christian devotional, that's good. But above all these things, make the time to read your Bible.
Amen.
If you're going to read, mind you, this version here is 1,763 pages. If you're going to read 1,763 pages of something, why not read the best thing?
Amen.
Be ready. Be ready in season. Now, our text says, be ready in season and out of season. There is a sense in which both are true in America today. We go around lamenting the fact that nobody wants to hear the truth in God's Word. And if they want to hear something about God or something about Jesus, they only want to hear certain parts of it. Now, this is true, but if we become consumed with that kind of thinking, sometimes we can be distracted from doing the work that we're supposed to be doing. The application I wish to make this morning is a quite literal one from our English translation. Be ready in season. There are times of the year in which we have segues everywhere as we walk by the way to speak of God's Word. And Christmas is one of those times. Everybody is talking about Christmas. They may mean different things by it. They may approach it differently. But we know its true meaning. And when the topic comes up, when the word comes up, let's be ready. It's in season. There are many people who celebrate Christmas and they know not what they celebrate. Now, we redouble our efforts in evangelism, and purposely so. In February, and in July, in particular here at Firm, for the relative absence of segues. And we've seen kingdom results. To God be the glory. How much more so should we be redoubling our efforts in the very season where Christian symbolism is all around us? They've tried to get rid of it. Hasn't worked yet. The world prefers to turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But as for this house, we shall serve the Lord and proclaim His name. Christmas is a time when the gospel is in season. It was 17 years ago at Christmas that God got to me. It had to mean something. It had to mean something. And I actually sought out people who could explain it to me. Somebody is looking for that answer. Maybe they're not aggressively seeking in quite the same way. But it's going through their minds. The world wishes to substitute the feel-good messages of elves and silver bells for the true celebration of the true God. Man's gift, or God's gift to man, the goodwill entrance into the world of the Son of God, the Son of Man, to offer every single one of us, man, woman, and child, peace with God. God can use you this Christmas, friend, to make an eternal difference in someone's life. You have heard it said that politics and religion are taboo, not to be spoken of at your gatherings. Not speak of Christ at Christmas. You know, politics seldom promote the cause of Jesus Christ. And they most often distract from it. So I get that one from a Christian perspective. But religion is not the birth of the Christ child the very reason for the holiday. Is not the birth of the Christ child and thanksgiving for it the content of your prayer. If we take Christ out of Christmas, what is left?
Nothing.
In English, we don't even have a word. In Spanish, we've got MAS. And I'm not fluent in Spanish, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because I'm going to mess it up. But I'm told that it translated, it means more, or something along that line. So without Christ, what do we have? We get a celebration of more. The desires for the world and the things that are in it.
Mucho.
The world has done its best to destroy the redemptive value of the Christmas season. Let's do our best to promote it. Be ready in season. Learn, often meditate on the Bible narratives of Christ's birth. Keep the season simply and simple, without stress, for God's glory. As the scripture says, he who observes the day observes it to the Lord. How can we observe any day to the Lord if we are consumed by stress and anxiety? Share the gospel simply. In the opening, we gave you a simple method, the ABC method. The scriptures are in your bulletin. Attend the public worship and invite others also. Fridays and Sundays, we got a Christmas pageant coming up where the kids will be participating, and it's a great opportunity to invite family and friends. Christmas Day. Now, nobody is required to attend all of these, of course, but we certainly recommend them. They are set forth as public opportunities to celebrate the entrance of the Savior, Jesus Christ, into the world. So let's do it. It is in season to celebrate the birth of a Savior. It is in season to do it with family and friends. It is in season to preach the gospel. Tis the season for many of you and of yours to enjoy the peace of God this Christmas. Be ready in season. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this exhortation. Lord, that we might not be discouraged in our prayers and in our evangelistic efforts, in our ministry, but rather encouraged. May you continually impress upon our hearts through the truth of your word, through all of these things, the Christian symbols that we see around us, of the amazing truth that comes with this day. For if there were not a cradle, there would not be a cross. And if there were not a cross, there would not be a resurrection. And if there were not a resurrection, there would not be eternal life. But thank you, God, that there were all of these things. And thank you for the work that you've done in our lives. If there be any among us who have heard these things, known these things, and have not yet made the transaction from death into life, Lord, may such a one rest assured in the knowledge that you have promised that the moment such a one has believed in faith, that transaction has occurred, and a child of God was born. We thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, at this time,